Episode number 31, the show that gives you the hottest stories that Microsofters are talking about every week. And, you know, last week we asked you guys to suggest people who they wanted us to talk to for guest interviews, stars on the show, and they suggested a lot of people.
Yeah, like Long Zhang,
and Paul Theroux, and, you know, but mostly they suggested Emil Protolinsky from Ars Technica.
Yep.
And so we went and got him.
We did.
We got him, and he's going to be on the show with us today.
All virtual-like.
Exactly. All virtual-like and all audio-style. And he'll be in there next segment. But one thing I wanted to just address quickly is that we will not be addressing the pink and turtle rumors going around. Everyone's like, you're going to talk about it on the show this week. And we will not, because they are just that. Rumors.
I don't even know what a pink turtle is.
It's not a pink turtle. It's the pink phone and the turtle phone. So apparently, we're not talking about it.
Okay.
It's a big leak that's unjustified, and then we have no proof behind it. And so that's that. Start the show.
Perfect. All right, on this great internet technology.
I'm so excited. This is our first guest.
This is our first virtual guest on Ping. We have Emil Protolinsky from Ars Technica. And he's joining us, a very popular blog. He's joining us through Skype.
Yep.
And he's in Toronto right now. So, Emil, how about you take it from here?
Hey, Niners. So I write for Ars, and I mainly cover Microsoft News. And my top three picks for this week will be Windows 7 PCs to go on sale early. First Windows 7 update improves app compatibility. And the Windows Marketplace for Mobile Kill Switch.
All right, so why don't you dive into that first story a little bit and explain it?
Okay, so basically, the most important part of this story is that this actually happens with every Windows release, but it doesn't get much coverage because it's about specifically system builders, which is basically small custom PC makers. So we're not talking about Dell or HP or any big OEM. We're talking about those little computer shops that you have in your neighborhood. And you can just walk in and get a PC custom built, and you can get it with Windows.
Why do you think Microsoft does that? Why do we offer it to such a small retail shops like that early?
Well, because it still gets sales, and why not? Why shouldn't Microsoft allow small businesses to thrive as well? And not to mention the fact that they would probably put Linux on it instead. And Microsoft doesn't want that. Like, let's be honest here. Yeah, so the big deal is that it's Windows 7, which is a huge... Much more, like, there's a lot more excitement around Windows 7 than previous Windows releases. So, you can get a Windows 7 PC. Technically, you can get it 9 days early October 13th. If you want to get most Niners probably already have Windows 7, but if you're planning to buy a computer with Windows 7, this is the first, October 13th, instead of October 22nd, is the first day you can get it.
Awesome.
So, that's that story.
Cool.
Second story is... I think it just didn't get, it got very little coverage. It was the first update to Windows 7. Windows 7 isn't even out, and yet Microsoft actually released the first update to the OS. It just fixed a couple bugs for a few applications. Nothing huge, but it is the first update, so
just
keep that in mind.
So it's posted through Microsoft Update?
Windows Update. Other updates were posted through Microsoft Update, like Silverlight, Windows Defender, and so on, but this is the first one that actually addresses the operating system.
Very interesting.
I think that was worth mentioning.
Sure.
And the third story was, actually, this got a lot of coverage originally because it had Kill Switch in the title, and everyone wanted to know how that Microsoft was going to go around killing applications. Basically, the story was, if someone buys an app from the new Windows Marketplace for Mobile, and Microsoft, for whatever reason, eventually removes the app from the store, that Microsoft actually has the ability to kill that app from every single Windows Mobile phone.
But I think there's a lot of miscommunication there.
Yeah, so the original story goes that Microsoft can just kill it and just can remove it from you, even though you bought it and paid for it. And so what Microsoft eventually cleared up was that they would only do this for really sensitive applications that had malware or had privacy problems, and that this would be a very rare occurrence, of course, because Microsoft is going to be checking all the apps before they get on the store. And on top of that, Microsoft would refund whatever you paid for the application.
I love it when we do the right thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really, it's it's useful to have this type of power, but it can be pretty easily misconstrued on how someone could abuse it.
Right.
Like, clearly, we wouldn't want to just kill off any applications that we don't want because they compete with the phone's capabilities, which is what the iPhone has been kind of accused of doing.
I think this has happened to us a lot in the press, where they're like, you know, Microsoft isn't giving Windows 7 to the beta testers, and they just want to attack us, and then, you know, the real story comes out, and it's like, no, actually, you know, we're not so bad after all.
Right.
Anyway, we want to thank you very much, Emil. Thank you for stopping by.
Awesome, no problem.
Awesome, but we're going to have you again soon. Have fun in Toronto, eh?
I will.
All right, bye-bye. Next! All right, Paul, we've talked about BizSpark in the past and DreamSpark. DreamSpark was huge for students. Max, remember Max?
Max?
Aww. Ooh. The old student guy. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Max.
Yeah. We love him.
Yeah.
Screw him. He's out. We just released Website Spark, which is free software tools for website developers.
Yeah, so like upstart, like startup companies.
Yeah, you have to have fewer than 10 employees to be eligible.
10 or fewer employees that are professional web design, and you get a bunch of copies of Visual Studio Professional.
Expression 3.
Expression 3 Studio, a couple extra licenses for Expression Web 3.
Mm-hmm. And there's in there, you know, there's tools and templates and like all this stuff. You know, the push is obviously to get small businesses and designers developing on our tools.
That way they don't have
to... Give it to them for free!
Yep, that way they don't have to worry about the complexities of a lot of the open source stuff out there. They can get on Microsoft's platform, you know, very cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
They can use this stuff for 3 years with no payments.
That's right.
And then once they graduate from the program, I think there's like a minimal $100.
Yeah, you gotta give us $100 or something like that.
Which is like 1% of the licensing cost. So
it's good. You know, it's always a huge win-win, I think, when we have these pushes and we give out free software. Who doesn't like free software?
I know.
And Microsoft wants people developing on their software.
And I think it makes people a ton more productive. Like, I'm getting into web design for the first time in many years.
Do you want to show you a few things?
I will, after
the show. If we have time.
Yeah.
Probably
great.
Don't.
Excellent.
Next.
All right, Microsoft recently announced this contest for Windows embedded developers out there.
That's right.
That it's called the Embedded Spark 2010. So we're talking about BizSpark, we're talking about Spark.
Sparky episode this week.
Yeah, sparks will fly.
Well, you know, this is interesting because the guy who runs, senior marketing manager for the Windows embedded is a guy named Scott Davis, and he and I used to go to the Imagine Cup together. And, you know, the Imagine Cup, it's a student competition global. You making gestures? Kind of spiking your hair.
I thought we had Natal in the back.
Anyway, the embedded device has the embedded competition is one of the competitions in the Imagine Cup, and he used to go to that. So I think what he's done here is taken that competition and broadened it.
Nice.
So it's not just students anymore. Now it's you know, anyone 18 years or over can go and create your own Windows CE embedded device.
And then kind of compete in this contest for a chance to win. There's like $20,000 in prizes.
Yeah, it's no small joke here. I mean, there's three different stages, and it's open till April 2010. First, you have to just write in a one sheet on which project it is, and, you know, there's three different deadlines or entry levels, and, you know, it's awesome. And I'm always fascinated to see the things that these people think up. Like, last year's winners included, like, an automated pillbox dispenser.
Really?
Very fascinating.
Is that kind of like a dog feeder or a cat feeder? But
if it was running Windows.
Got it. Excellent.
Mine doesn't run Windows at home. But and also some of the things that they've thought up at the Imagine Cup, it really sort of gets your juices flowing, I think, in all the different competitions that we run.
It gets our juices flowing. Does it have like a juice dispenser?
That's
too?
Right. If your juices are running CE, I'm just saying it's an opportunity to be extremely creative, and it's open to all of you Niners. If you're into, you know, embedded devices or embedded CE, I think you should go there. And the website is www.sparkcontest.com. What's up, Scott Davis?
All right, so big news here from the Redmond campus. One of Laura's friends decided to join us for a surprise visit.
That's funny. The news is that there's a cougar on campus, but a legitimate...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
A cougar.
Got it.
And he was actually seen in... this gets interesting in a minute. He was actually seen
in
neighboring towns, and they had to close down a park that hasn't been closed down. Magnolia Park hasn't been closed down in 9 years. And now... he's been here on campus, and some people...
So are we closing down campus? Do I get to work from home?
Oh, God, I wish. Oh, cougar, come to me. I wish. But what people like you, who think this is funny and a joke and don't value safety, have taken to Twitter. And you started this Twitter story. This was your story.
It wasn't it?
Yeah. And started, so if you could follow at Microsoft Cougar, and they're tweeting in the voice of the cougar, and it's all so funny. Like, they talk about eating developers. I'm just going to read off the top one right now. It says, "Today is lots of work for Kitty. Have to fatten up with tubby developers. Developers, nom 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 nom."
Yep.
And they're eating developers.
Yeah, this brings the amazing productivity gains from Wildcats.
You can follow what the cougar's up to, and sometimes he's like, nom nom nom, fat developer in cafeteria 24. It's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's comedy at its finest.
I think we're done with this story.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we're done. We've had a jam-packed show, and we're not done yet, actually.
We're not done?
No. We've got a couple more things. First of all, register for PVC. Always register for PVC. Second of all, Channel 9 is holding a contest for the Windows 7 launch parties.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard about them. Paul's throwing one.
I actually am throwing a launch party at Giggles Comedy Club.
Are you promoting it?
A little bit, yeah. I'm just doing a bunch of Windows jokes at an open mic night at a comedy club.
Okay.
So Windows 7 on October 22nd, Giggles Comedy Club.
There you go.
I'll do some fun Windows 7 jokes.
And we at Channel 9, myself and Charles Torrey, are throwing a Windows 7 launch party with you Niners. So what we want you to do is send in a video clip, about 20 seconds, of either you talking about your favorite Windows 7 feature, or you like at a party, you know, because it's a party. We want you to be kind of funny. It's a little tongue-in-cheek there. So do that. And one last piece of business is they've been asking us to give away things. And I have no problem with bribing people for views.
Oh, for sure.
So the first person who can write into the forum comments how many nine guys we had in the last segment, you win something from my bevy of Microsoft clothing. I've actually got some cool shirts.
Oh, yeah?
So people want that stuff.
I have one that says Carpe Datum.
Really? It's not as cool as your SQL Server shirt. Can show a shot?
It's a SQL Server shirt. Oh, you mean the green one?
The great green
one. That's really loud?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
All right, is that about it? Are we done?
I think that's about
it. That was fun to have a meal on.
It was.
That was fun. Yeah. So give us more comments, because we want to bring in more people to the show. And don't forget, thumbs up. Thumbs up in the rankings.
Unless you think it's a thumbs down, in which case,
comments.
Just comment.
Peace out.